Daniel. Chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the justices, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the justices, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of a cornet, pipe, lute, sambuca, psaltery, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, he fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up, and whosoever doth not fall down and worship shall that same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore at that time, when all the peoples heard the sound of the cornet, pipe, lute, sambuca, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Whereupon at that time certain Chaldeans came near, and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live for ever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree, that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, pipe, lute, sambuca, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image, and that whosoever doth not fall down and worship, shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, regard thee not, they serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar in rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then were these men brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, "Is it of purpose, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye serve not my God, nor worship the golden image that I have set up? Now if ye be ready at the time that ye hear the sound of the cornet, pipe, lute, sambuca, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast that same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke, and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their hosen, their tunics, and their cloaks, and their garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Forasmuch as the king's commandment was rigorous, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that had taken up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste. He spoke, and said unto his counsellors, "Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered, and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered, and said, "Lo, I see 4 men loose, working in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the appearance of the 4th is like a son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the opening of the burning fiery furnace. He spoke and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither were their hosen changed, nor had the smell of fire passed on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel, and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and who changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that in every people, nation, and language, he who shall speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and his house shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that is able to deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.